I've been interviewing people on podcasts for years. I've never done so much preparation as I'm doing for an interview that I'm going to do this afternoon in less than a couple of hours' time. I'm not quite sure why. I've been through the person's LinkedIn, I've been through their YouTube, I've been through their Facebook, Instagram, I've been through their Toastmasters International records. I just don't know why. I've got a complete notebook here. They joined Toastmasters in 2013. They live in the UK in a place called Solihull. They're a project manager. I've got a whole load of things. They're members of clubs. They've been an easy speak guru. Don't worry what easy speak is. It's a kind of administration system that some bits of Toastmasters International use. They've achieved the highest awards that's possible to achieve in Toastmasters, and they've achieved that twice. They were a district, that's the whole of Ireland, Scotland, and everywhere really north of London, practically, in the rest of the UK. And they've been Toastmaster of the Year back in, 2017-18. They've set up four clubs. They've been a waitress, an academic, and a project manager. One of their training YouTube videos been watched by 5,500 people, and I imagine they're all from Toastmasters. And another one has to do with the education program, 1,600 views. But why on this Friday am I preparing myself to interview on the Irish Talkers podcast? I suspect at some level that I am very respectful and a bit in awe of this person. I have interviewed people who have, let us say, although I can't remember their names now, achieved even more in Toastmasters and even outside Toastmasters, but I can't think of their names. What a good experience it's going to be. And I'm going to do something that I've never done before. I'm going to actually start by introducing this person. That's normal on a podcast, but I'm going to introduce them by telling the listeners all of these things I've just mentioned here. Probably going to summarize it by saying, you know, this is indeed a highly impressive person, and how come somebody who's so has achieved so much and served others so well, still a member 12 years after they joined? You know, what kind of a tribute is that to the organization, policies, to its values, to its procedures, and, of course, to its members, and you could say to its mission? So all of that is going on in my mind while I'm looking at my notebook. I suppose I've filled about three quarters of it with a load of bullet points. I don't see why I shouldn't take a photograph of the notebook page. None of it is private information. And put it up to go with this podcast episode. Thanks very much. It's Paul O'Mahony handing you back to the studio.